This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We all are concerned and we preoccupy ourselves by trying to design and shape a good life. When you look at the lives of our pious predecessors, then a common thread amongst them all was the passion and desire for a good death. Nay, I can say they would preoccupy themselves in trying to shape a good ending for themselves more than we preoccupy ourselves to have a good stay on earth. I share with you a very amazing incident from the hadith regarding one of the great legends of Islam, one of the great sons of Islam, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, and his final moments as he's bidding farewell to his son, relatives, and leaving this world. So his son is close by the father and he's about to leave this world. So the son asked the father, Sifli al-Maut, oh my dad, explain to me the pangs, the feelings, the emotions of death. So he says, كَأَنَّ جِبَالَ الدُّنْيَا فَوْقَ صَدْرِي. Oh my son, it is as though the mountains of the world are resting on my chest. It's as though the mountains of the world are resting on my chest. وَكَأَنِّي أَتَنَفَّسُ مِنْ ثِقْبِ الْإِبْرَةِ. And I'm trying to gasp for breath from the eye of a needle. He then narrates to his son, إِنِّي كُنْتُ عَلَىٰ أَتْبَاقٍ ثَلَاثٍ. There were three phases in my life. Pre-Islam, وَمَا مِنَ النَّاسِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبْغَضُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. At that time, Allah forbid, I despise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most. فَلَوْ مِتُّ عَلَى تِلْكَ الطَّبَقَ لَكُنْتُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. If I were to die in that state, surely I would have been doomed for hell. But Allah pitied me and He blessed me with Islam. And that was the best era of my life. I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I said, أُبْسُطْ يَمِينَ, give me your blessed hand. He extended his hand. And I was about to put my hand on and then I withdrew my hand. So he said, do you have second thoughts, O Amr? I said, أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَشْتَرِطْ. I would like to make a condition before reverting to Islam. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and what's your condition? And I said that my condition is that I must be forgiven. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that's a given. أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ وَأَنَّ الْهِجْرَةَ تَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهَا. That when you revert to Islam, all your relations between you and your Creator are forgiven. And that was the best part of my life. فَلَوْ مِتُّ عَلَىٰ تِلْكَ الطَّبَقَةِ. If I had to pass away while in the time, the period, the era of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I would have been optimistic of my entry into Jannah. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved on, ثُمَّ وُلِّينَ أَشْيَاء, and the wealth of the world opened up to us. And the son says, I looked around my dad and there was nothing much in terms of wealth and assets. And then he said to him, فَإِذَا أَنَا مِتُّ فَلَا يَتْبَعْنِي مَادِحْ وَلَا تَصْحَبْنِي نَائِحَ. When I pass away, oh my son, I don't want people to come and flatter me and praise me. And I would love you to stand by my graveside for the duration in which a camel is slaughtered and the meat is distributed. فَإِنِّي أَسْتَأْنِسُ بِكُمْ مَاذَا أُرَاجِعُ بِهِ رُسُلَ رَبِّي. So your presence can assist me in trying to respond to the angels that will visit me in my grave and ask me the questions. And then he said, Allahumma innaka amartana fa'asayna wa nahaytana faman tahayna wa la yasa'una illa afwuk. Wow, what a legend, what a great person. How many glad tidings from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my Lord, you instructed me to do many things, but unfortunately I did not comply. You prohibited me, but I did not desist. And the only thing I hope for today is your mercy. Allahumma la qawiyun fa antasir. Allah, I'm not strong to challenge the angel of death. Wala bari'un, and I'm not innocent that I can argue my innocence. Wala mustankirun bal mustaghfirun, and I do not deny my faults. I concede guilt and I ask for your pardon. Saying these words, he left this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with a noble death, a wonderful death, and an enviable death. Ameen ya rabbal alameen.